constantly what seems to be ever-evolving scammers trying to take advantage of the people, not only in our county, but throughout the state and country. One that was brought to my attention yesterday was a scam that is using the Illinois Sheriff's Association name and even their phone number for phone solicitations. I was happy that you had called and offered me the opportunity to get the information out that and remind people that the Sheriff's Association in particular never solicits by phone. They will send a mailer with the information. So hopefully people will understand that these scammers try and sort of impersonate legitimate businesses or legitimate organizations to try and take advantage. Hopefully the people receiving these scam calls always remember that if an offer is too good to be true, it usually is. Never give out your personal information or anything identifying over the phone or internet unless you've initiated the contact. Legitimate businesses or legitimate organizations would never ask for that information from someone over the phone. And those legitimate businesses understand that, and they won't find it rude if you explain that you just simply don't give out that information over the phone. It's just a good financial practice to safeguard yourself. Yesterday also, regarding people being vigilant to this kind of activity, we received a complaint of a suspicious person out in the North Henderson area. Luckily, we had a deputy that was in the area and identified the person. This person is going door-to-door and, I guess, claiming to be involved with Health and Human Services organization doing a survey. He is, we found, to be a legitimate person that is being employed by a third-party contractor to perform this survey for the Department of Human Services. So he is a legitimate person if he is going door-to-door. But whenever someone goes door-to-door or comes to your door, again, don't hesitate to ask for identification. Any legitimate person that is doing any kind of a survey, whether it's with the Census Bureau or otherwise, will have identification and will understand that you ask for that and normally would happily oblige. Never hesitate to call the sheriff's office if anyone is doing that and becomes too pushy or pressuring or refuses to identify themselves in a proper way. We'd be happy to respond and make sure that person is legitimate or take proper action if that person is not.